This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
My bloody favourite singer of all time, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. But speaking of my favourite singers this week, unfortunately Lizzie can't be here. She has gone to an auction. She's not being auctioned off herself. that she just couldn't get out of. So we have the very gorgeous, and I'm very excited to have her back. Suri is here.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
Eurovision legend.
You're a legend.
I'll take that.
Good to be here.
I want to be a Eurovision legend though, so you're winning at the moment.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a real treat. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. All the better for seeing your face.
This is what I like to hear, babes. And we've oddly come matching this evening. We're both wearing bright pink.
Yeah, we're wearing very subtle outfits, very muted tones. We're obvious wallflowers.
Yeah, you can tell, right?
Don't look at us. Put us on radio.
Yeah. We've got faces for radio.
We do.
You have been on tour.
Yes.
Yeah. How's it going?
Really well, thank you.
No stage invasions.
No, there was one London gig where I saw out of the corner of my eye someone approach the stage and I almost pooped myself.
He's back.
It was Gary the photographer who was allowed to. He was allowed to come up to the stage.
Did you carry on? Were you still singing or were you like literally?
It was in between songs.
Okay,
and
fine.
I saw this guy walk up to the stage and I was like, ah! But we had a laugh about it. It was all fine. Good old Gary. And then all of the other gigs have been in these beautiful theatres across the country. Very classic, old style. So actually I'm much higher up on the stage than the rest of the audience.
Okay.
Well, not that that stopped him at Eurovision. Not that that's like, you know.
Yeah, true.
When there's a will, there's a way. But no, people have been lovely. The show's been going down so well. And it's just a treat to get back out there and be singing for everyone.
And what are the crowds like?
They're just so positive and so supportive. I've been really moved by their response to the show and the gifts that they've been bringing. There's been a
gifts?
Lot of, yeah, there's
gifts.
Been a lot of tea bags.
Oh, yes.
Because I love some tea.
I remember seeing when you first went to Lisbon, right, you basically had, like, do you have pot noodles in your
They
bag
weren't mine. They were actually the production assistants. But there were pot noodles in the suitcase. But there was a lot of PG tips. Yes, lots of tea. Battenberg.
Oh, yes.
Because they know I'm
Lovely.
Partial to some window cake.
Mm-hmm.
And some just really gorgeous letters. And, like, people don't handwrite letters anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And some teenagers have been just opening up and saying some very honest, lovely, moving things. So that's quite powerful.
Is that odd? I mean, not odd, sorry, that's the wrong term to use. But is that quite a surprise when you go into this business, you're just a singer. You don't necessarily always expect that what you do and stuff is actually going to inspire people to want to open up to you. You don't know them personally. How does
Absolutely.
That feel?
Absolutely. You don't expect to reach out to the 13-year-old boy in Scotland who is the only gay in the village.
Mm-hmm.
He actually is, and he's feeling all sorts of isolated feelings and all these kind of things, and then he feels comfortable and confident enough to share. I mean, I think with music and songwriting, if you speak to one person, if your thoughts and your music speak to at least one person, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite expect to speak to people in this way, so it's a huge honour. And then that, you know, that with that comes a level of responsibility as well, but it's incredible. People are lovely generally.
Well, you're very lucky. Sounds like it's all going very well.
I am very lucky. I really am, and I'm having
Eurovision
a lot
doesn't
fun.
Always work well for people.
Well,
and it seems like it's going all right.
It is, even with everything that happened, all the surprises and everything. I'm having a very positive time, and I'd say once a day someone comes up to me on the street in London and just says thank you, and we're really proud of you, and how you handled everything and dealt with it and reacted, and, you know, that set a good role model for our kids and stuff like that. Again, I wasn't expecting any of that.
Well, I guess because at the time as well, it's not that you could make a, you just made a decision based on your feelings, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't planned and you had no idea how people would react to it, like,
yeah,
the whole thing is just this must be a total whirlwind.
Yes, it is, and it's pretty much exactly a month. It's been a month.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And a lot has happened with a new single coming out, the tour, and the fallout of all the Eurovision lols.
Now, I remember last time you were here, we did have a brief chat about this. What's it called? There was a on WeWe Blogs, they were trying to get you to do next year's.
The petition.
Yes, that's the word, a petition.
Yeah.
Any progress on that? Are you performing next year?
No progress on that, my love, I'm sorry. If there was, I would tell you, but I
think... Bit early, to be fair, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of the BBC are still taking that annual leave and extending it, because I think they're a bit tired, and quite rightly
imagine.
So.
Yes, I can imagine.
No progress on that. I'm going to get my head down and carry on with all the creative endeavours I was planning anyway,
mm-hmm.
And we will... We'll see what happens.
Okay.
I will consider everything, as I always do in life. You know, don't
like you're here today.
Doors. I am here today.
Here at FUBA.
Very happy to be.
We're very excited to have you. Honestly, it's a real treat. But
Thank you.
Have a show to get on with.
Yeah, we do.
We have some exciting guests.
Yes.
On the phone, we have Letitia Grace, who I remember years ago from the Valleys. She is now on the star of Million Dollar Baby, where she is attempting to make £1 million.
Fair play.
I mean, it's easy, right? Let's just all do it.
I'd like some of that. If that's all right,
I'll take a tenner.
That would be helpful right now.
I'm not picky.
No,
I'll take whatever I can get.
Exactly.
And then we also have Chyna Ellis, who was the star of Love Island, I've been watching it this year. I'm not sure. Have you? It's all right. You can be honest.
I'm so sorry. I've not seen Love Island.
That is absolutely fine. Well, you know, of a population of what 70 million people in this country, about 3 or 4 million are watching it. So, you know, I am one of them. So I'll lead that conversation.
Yeah. Is it good?
Well, yes. I mean, if you're into that kind of
well,
thing.
Well, yes.
I mean, I'm definitely one of its critics, I think.
Okay, cool.
Like, yeah. It does obviously have kind of, you know, there's a body type and a personality type and all of that. And you see that. But it doesn't make
me,
it.
Would you and me fit on Love Island?
They try and pair me up with a girl. What am I going to do?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe you and me should go on Love
yeah,
Island.
Yeah, as a couple.
As the couple, because I'd tune in for that.
Yes.
You were described as handsome. You are very handsome. So, yeah, handsome meets Peter Pan and Judi Dench.
Yeah.
And that, we'll see how that goes down.
Annie Lennox.
And Annie Lennox, well, on a good day.
Yeah, actually, so I was actually saying off air earlier that I was Pat for the first time.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, babes. This week at Lizzie's birthday party, which was on Tuesday, which was a
happy
star-studded
birthday,
affair. Yeah,
happy
48.
Birthday.
Just doing some air quotes. 48. She did have a good turnout, though. There were some good names there.
Bless
Bruno
her.
Tognoli.
Love him.
Anthea Turner.
Oh.
Fab.
What a gem.
Nancy DeLolio.
But you were papped.
I was papped. And I'm on the Mail Online.
Can't wait.
Handsome caption.
You are a handsome caption.
Shall we play a little tune?
Let's play a little tune.
Shall we play one of your little tunes?
Oh, you spoil me.
What a treat.
Oh.
Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, I will.
Go on then.
So this is the new Siri single, You Lucky Dogs. This is Taking It Over.
It's now or never. Feels like my turn to take it to the next step. Won't last forever. We just get one life. It keeps on getting better. You don't wanna waste this, so now we're gonna swap seats. We do it in a heartbeat. I know which way to go. So now we're gonna swap seats. We do it in a heartbeat. I know which way to go. I'm taking it over. Let me get this right. I won't mess it up. Won't last forever. We just get one life. Keeps on getting better. You don't wanna waste this. So now we're gonna swap seats. We do it in a heartbeat. I know which way to go. So now we're gonna swap seats. We do it in a heartbeat. I know which way to go. I'm taking it over. Right, I won't mess it up. There are no rules tonight. I'm taking it over. Let me get this right. I won't mess it up. There are no rules tonight.
Fubar Radio. Radio presents
Joey Page.
It's now time to welcome to the show Ian from the Go Team.
I've always been interested in sort of planning, because that's really, you know, it's that sort of John Lennon quote, isn't it? Life just happens when you make a bunch of plans.
See, I'm the opposite. Yeah. I'm so unruly and messy, but you seem so fastidious.
If you see my studio, it's right.
You must have been proud when you came up with that, though. That's like philosophy style level of thinking, isn't it?
I mean, you're the only person that's really picked up on that.
I'm either a genius or an idiot, so I hope it's first.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page
from 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
What an amazing time! What a family! How did the years go by? Now it's only me.
Gwen Stefani there.
I love Gwen Stefani.
She's kind of gone off radar a bit recently, hasn't she? I haven't seen her around.
That's true.
Maybe she could be an X Factor judge. See the link there.
See, what a segue. What a segue.
So there's been some rumours. Have you watched X Factor before?
I have watched X Factor
before. Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I mean, I was scouted for it many, many, many moons
Where
ago.
Where are you?
Many moons ago. That's the story, but yeah.
Did you take part?
I went to the audition.
Okay.
Which wasn't with all the thousands of millions of
just
others.
Just in front of producers.
Exactly, straight to HQ. Mm-hmm. And it confirmed everything that I thought it might be, and I left. Thank you, bye. Next.
Got it. Well, it's obviously still fairly big Saturday night TV entertainment.
It is, absolutely.
And this year is kind of all up in the air because Nicole Scherzinger, excellent pop star,
yeah,
undersold by her songs, I feel, and Louis Walsh have quit, meaning that there is space for two more people. Rumour has it.
You and me.
We're taking it over. Robbie Williams and his wife, Ida.
No, I actually like this.
Do you?
I do, because I like them.
Yes, they do seem like a very cute couple.
And their personalities are amazing. I think they're very funny. Mm-hmm. I think their humour's great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember all this stuff when she was pregnant and actually giving birth?
And he was filming.
Yeah.
Putting it on Instagram.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But their humour just... I think it could do really well, if that's true, if this is actually happening.
Yeah, it's not been fully confirmed yet, but it tends to be when these source stories come out that there is at least a grain of truth in them.
A grain of truth.
You know, so I can imagine that it's probably, there's something in it.
Well, I haven't watched X Factor, I was going to say for a few years. I don't know if I have actually ever watched, but properly. But I would tune in. I would tune in to see their rapport, see with them contestants, and that could be fun.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting having a married couple on the panel, especially when they have to go head-to-head with their acts or whatever.
That's also true. Although Simon and Sharon have always seemed a bit like a married couple.
Married couple, yeah, I can see that.
But this is the real deal.
Well, we'll have to wait and see then, I guess. We actually have our first guest on the line right now, the very gorgeous Letitia Grace. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Are you
good? Yeah, we're really good. Very excited to have you on. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
We've been reading up about Million Dollar Baby. And some of the controversy that it's been causing.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all of that?
To be honest...
Actually, first of all, could you explain the premise of the show and then talk about the controversy?
Yeah, so basically, the show is called Million Dollar Baby, and it's based on me and my two-year-old child, Winter, just following our journey, really, trying to make a million. So we make money from Instagram... mainly.
Okay.
And we just, all we do is take a photo, you know, we get paid a couple of £1,000 for it. So I'm not making my daughter do anything extreme.
No, of course, yeah.
Taking photos of me. But I think a lot of people got confused when they heard the title and they seen the advert. Mm-hmm. But I think now that people have actually watched it, they can see that I'm not like, you know, this crazy mum that's just putting their child out there and trying to use them as money. I literally just want a good future for her, and that's it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's understandable, right? And how have you dealt with some of the criticism?
To be honest, it has obviously, like, I've been in this business a few years now, and when I get criticised myself, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. But when I'm getting criticised saying I'm a bad mum, then it is a whole different kettle of fish, do you know what I mean? Because I know I'm not. I'm an amazing mum, and I love my daughter so much. But like I said, now people have actually watched the show and actually get it and see, you know, the kind of loving person I am and mine and Winter's relationship. I feel a lot better, because I think people just, like I said, thought I was just like, just this like crazy mum just using their daughter for money.
Yeah,
and that's not the case.
Yeah, definitely, and you do have to earn a living like everyone, right?
Yeah, exactly, and just saw what happens in the public eye. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So was my daughter.
And how easy, Letitia, how easy was it to set up? Because you've obviously grafted, you've done a lot, and you're working hard, clearly. How easy was it to set up that, take a picture and earn a fair wedge from that on Instagram? Because, you know, I imagine that would really appeal to a lot of people out there thinking, I'll do the same. Now, obviously, they don't have an amazing little one like Winter. She's absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
But, yeah, how easy or difficult was that to actually... start, really, as a business venture?
I feel like anybody can do what me and Winter are doing. Yeah, baby. Sorry, 1 second. I'm trying to feel what me and Winter are doing. You just got to be consistent with them. But you mind you, obviously, I've got a head start because I've got a following.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm in the public eye and everything. But there's so many influencers out there these days that have literally just come from nothing, and they've just built up their profile from being consistent and just out there every day taking photos, going to the right events and everything. So I get this question all the time. I feel like anybody could do it. You just have to have the right head frame for it and just be consistent.
Yeah, and you have to be posting what people want to see, I guess, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. You have to, you need to research, like, what, you know, you need to follow the best mummy bloggers and everything and see what photos they're doing and try and copy, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, that's true. So obviously, you originally came. I remember you back in the days from the Valleys. So I actually think I'm pretty sure it was you. You once, I was working at a magazine at the time, and you came dressed as an elf with some of your co-stars to hand out like
so
mince pies.
That happens. I think I dressed as a few things and I was on that full assumption.
Are you embarrassed by that?
No. Do you know what? Like the Valleys. If I'd never done the Valleys, I would have still, you know, been doing my normal job. Like, just it helped me a lot in my career. Do you know what I mean? Even though it was kind of embarrassing, the things I'd done, and you know, my mum can never unsee some stuff. But it's told me where I am today, and it's made me the person I am. So yeah, don't regret it. Not really that embarrassed.
What about, and this is what my favourite moment of yours, and I'm sure it is for many people, when your dress bursted open on Bebop.
Oh my days. That was just like crazy. I could not believe that actually happened.
I feel like I remember it at the time making like American television and stuff. Like
it went viral.
It was proper viral moment.
Crazy. Like I had like friends like on holiday and like, I don't know, I think they were in South Africa or something, and they were like, these little kids are just watching a video of you on their phone, and they're all just laughing their heads off. It was just like everywhere, like everyone in the world, I think, was watching.
I think the thing with that as well is because it was completely unscripted, there is really no way you can plan that.
I know, but some people were saying I planned it. I was like, come on, guys. I just put on a lot of weight in the house.
You looked incredible. You looked absolutely incredible. And Ryland's reaction as well was just brilliant. I mean, he just dived
so
on you. He didn't cover anything, but he tried his best. It was, bless you.
Yeah.
So what's the plan now? Are you still filming the show?
Yeah, I don't know what I can say about it, really.
Okay, fine.
Like, I'm just hoping, you know, there's going to be a second series, so you can follow our journey even more.
So you can make 2 million.
Yeah, and, you know, we got a few surprises up our sleeves, so just have a wait and see.
Okay, interesting. I did want to ask you a little bit about what happened with Piers Morgan, because he can be a real Rottweiler. And
guys, I've never been so scared in my whole entire life to do that.
Really? Why? What was it that scared you?
Because, like, I'm just Letitia, do you know what I mean? Like I said, I've come from the Valleys. I didn't even go to school. I haven't got no GCSEs. I'm not articulate at all. I'm just very street smart and, you know, savvy with it. But that was just scary for me.
I thought you kept your cool and you articulated yourself very well. I thought you came across very composed and very strong, actually. Whatever sides of the argument, I thought you handled yourself incredibly well, actually.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, there's no point, you know, kicking and screaming.
That's what he wants. That's what he wants.
But I cut off, and I had the worst anxiety, and I was just crying. Like, it was just, like, it was so intense. Like, I felt like all three of them were at me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad I done it, though.
Well, definitely gave it a bit of attention, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Well, a lot of people talking about it.
Did you speak to them afterwards? Did they apologise for making you cry or anything?
No, I found him quite rude, to be honest. The whole experience wasn't really that enjoyable. I just don't think, like, when I sat down to speak to them beforehand, they just barely spoke to me or anything.
Right.
But I don't know if it was just me or if they're like that with everyone, but yeah.
I think it depends. Piers Morgan is obviously someone who has very strong opinions on things, and even if he doesn't have strong opinions on things, he'll pretend he does. And he basically is like a bulldozer who just like knocks everything out of his way, doesn't he? So it was just unfortunate, I guess, that you felt that way. And it's sad that they made you cry. Did even the producer say anything?
No, I think they were just a bit, because before I went on, she was like, oh, you know, like, he's not as bad as you think he is, because I really worried. And I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, you never know, he might agree with you. And I was like, yeah. So I think she was a bit like, she probably felt like a bit like, oh, God, felt a bit sorry for me. Like, but it is what it is. I'm a grown woman.
Yes, that's
true. I'm glad that's over and done with, to be honest.
So what can we...
I hope I don't have to do it again.
Yeah, well, if you've got a second series, you never know.
God.
What can we expect from the rest of the series? Is there going to be... Yeah, you said some surprises. Is there anything you can talk about?
Yeah, in the next episode, we have like our biggest job yet, and it's a lot of money.
Okay.
Kind of life changing for me in winter. So make sure you tune in. And yeah, did you hear it?
What? No. What was that?
What did you say? Make sure you tune in.
What a cutie.
Letitia, what was Winter's first words? Am I allowed to ask that?
Her first words, money, I'm joking. her first word was actually like dadda, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, bless her.
No, so not money.
I wondered if it was anything hilarious.
Oh, no.
Bless her.
All right, Letitia, well, thanks so much for speaking to us. The show is on MTV Wednesdays at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So we'll catch it then.
No, 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Okay, 8 p.m. Yeah. Sorry, got it.
Right.
8 p.m. MTV Wednesdays.
We'll be there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Letitia. Cheers.
Okay.
Bye.
Time to welcome to the show Ian from the Go Team.
I've always been interested in sort of planning, because that's really, you know, it's that sort of John Lennon quote, isn't it? Life just happens when you make a bunch of plans.
See, I'm the opposite. Yeah. I'm so unruly and messy, but you seem so fastidious.
If you see my studio, it's Right, fucking state.
You must have been proud when you came up with that, though. That's like philosophy style level of thinking, isn't it?
I mean, you're the only person that's really picked up on that.
I'm either a genius or an idiot, so I hope it's first.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Lovely was Letitia.
Such a lovely lady.
What a lovely lady.
With Winter in the background, just chiming in.
Cute.
I'm here too. It's my show.
Yeah.
That wasn't her voice.
No, that definitely wasn't. I think she's a bit too young for that, but we'll go with it.
Yeah.
We were actually just talking about social media, weren't we? Just
yes.
Off air.
Pros and cons.
What's your experience been like? Have you had any negative?
Very, very few.
Okay.
My experience is mostly incredibly positive, and I'm very, very lucky for that.
Mm-hmm. I saw that your follower numbers went up hugely, like on the night, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And the messages from that, I'm still a month later, I'm still wading through, to be honest. People have been reaching out saying incredibly lovely, positive things, and mostly the negative ones have been mostly on YouTube, and that's just because people haven't necessarily liked the music, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Not everyone has to.
Does
like
it not
everything.
Hurt when people say that though?
No,
really.
No, I mean, I didn't actually write the song. Song life, not mine. Sorry, because people were actually very positive about me. They just weren't that kind towards the material.
Fine,
but no. Also, you can't please everyone. You shouldn't. You shouldn't try to.
No,
and that's
no,
the
no.
beauty of music that we all and the world and humans that we all like different things. Mm-hmm. And those that take time out of their day to say something slightly less than positive. Fair play. It really doesn't bother me. I'm not going to waste energy on,
yeah,
on
yeah.
that. You know, life's yeah. too short. We move on. And
but I could, the only thing I would think about that is that it's actually, I know if it was me, I would probably take it quite personally. But everyone's different, obviously. I don't know. Like,
yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want you to. I would just take
luckily,
your phone
it doesn't
away
it doesn't really
while.
Happen to me.
I tell you, the only thing that actually got me a little bit squirmy was the guy, the activist,
yes.
when he tweeted me.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Quite a few times. He was just trying to provoke and he was tagging me in a lot of messages. And yeah, that wasn't the nicest feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I ignored it and obviously was never going to reply or retaliate.
Sorry, babes.
Yeah. Pipe down, love. But it was amazing seeing how many other people jumped to my defense mm-hmm. and just went, come on, come on. Like,
leave it now.
Back in your box.
You've made your point.
You've made your point. but yeah, no, apart from that, it doesn't really bother me and I hope that it doesn't ever get to a stage where it does bother me.
Yeah.
But social media is a blessing and a curse in many ways.
Yeah, well, we were just reading about Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, who has quit Twitter after an anti-gay meme campaign. I mean, what kind of a world are we getting into when this
wow.
is... I mean, and she is young. I think she's 15.
Oh, yeah, she
14.
Is young.
14.
Yeah.
It must be so much for someone that age to try and deal with. Like, she's having these photoshopped images of her with, like, homophobic... I don't know.
Oh, no, that's awful. I didn't actually know about that.
Yeah.
And I think she's actually a very savvy, very emotionally mature young lady.
Mm.
I think she handles a lot at 14 incredibly well. But still, she's 14. She's a child.
Yeah.
And I think that's awful that she has to deal with that.
But that's the thing, right? Like, it's almost considered part of the job now or something, if you're yeah. in the public eye. Like, there's very few people who would actually go off social media altogether because it's difficult, right? Like, I don't know. I've seen some of the horrible things people say about Lizzie. And, you know, I know on a personal level, having done this show for 2 years, and I sometimes want to, like, leap to her defence and be like, you maybe she looks a certain way, but actually
she's a human.
She's a totally human and she's actually a nice person
yeah.
most of the time. Not all day, every day.
Oh, she was gorgeous when I met her the other week.
Yeah, yeah. People...
And we're all human behind this.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really make any difference. I don't know. Yeah, it must just be, especially at 14.
So someone has put Millie Bobby Brown into these memes?
Yeah, they've basically just created them out of thin air and just, like, associated her with, yeah, like, the gay rights movement or... Yeah, it's just complicated. Like,
yeah.
she's supposed to be, like, this LGBT advocate.
Yeah.
Which she has, like... been talking about before, but she's 14. I mean, like, Christ, like,
yeah.
I kind of just knew I was gay at 14. Like,
I mean, God, I was crazy at 14, still am, but yeah, 14.
What were you like as a teenager?
I was actually 12 going on 40.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I had my oboe. I was going to my music lessons. I had hair down to my thighs.
Really?
Yep. Still very, very short, but I could sit on my hair. It was disgusting. And I was just bullied for having my little suitcase with my oboe in it. And people were like, you play the elbow? I was like, no, it's the oboe. You play the hobo? No, it's an oboe. Leave me alone. That was an oboe impression.
Do you still play the oboe?
I don't.
Damn
it. Anymore. It's been a few years. But I mean,
that would have been something to take to the Eurovision stage. Surrey and her oboe.
There's always next year.
Yeah, true.
Or there might not be for me.
Maybe not.
But hopefully Millie Bobby Brown has a team around her and support and advisors and guidance for all of this kind of stuff. But for so many teenagers out there, they're just on their own.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
their screen, coming back after school and then dealing... Okay, I mean, they aren't being made necessarily the lead in a big
TV show,
meme
no.
like this.
Oh, yeah.
Or TV show.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. It's a lot.
Well, you do hear about it, don't you? You hear about these kids that commit suicide because of things that people say about them on social media. And
yeah.
At that age, it's like you're very sensitive. Like,
yeah.
you're not really ready. I certainly wasn't ready. I didn't even know myself to like if for other people to be projecting their own things onto me. Like,
I'm still working it out.
Yeah, thanks for telling me about it every day.
But how do we educate? Like, how can we help, Stephen? I want to help. How can we help?
Babes, there's a question.
God, and there's just so many factors to it, but
yeah,
there's got to be a way because it's not. It's really not right. I'm getting quite passionate about it now.
Maybe that could be your like new thing. You could try like a social network app. No, this is not working for me.
Yeah, but we'll work on it.
There was another thing I wanted to speak to you about, actually. Well, we were talking about it outside.
Yeah.
About Haim. And
yes.
They're sacking their manager because they found out that they were getting paid a tenth of what the men were getting paid at their... I think it was at a festival, right?
Yeah, festival. I read this as well.
That is completely shocking, right? I mean, almost like not surprising because we're finding out more and more that these things happen.
Yeah.
What do you take? What do you make of that?
I have never thought to question any
payment.
Fee that I've had for anything and then compare it against male or female colleagues or anything like that. But it would... It would be fascinating. It would be fascinating actually to go back and see if there was any inequality in that for me. Mm. Obviously, these guys are, you know, slightly different level, but it's bonkers. It just doesn't make any sense to me in the 21st century that this is a thing.
No.
And I mean, fair play for them for firing the agent. But
well, that would be. I mean, because I imagine at the same time they were probably a bit scared, right? Like.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd be worried like, well, now we're not going to earn anything or something. I don't know.
I'd like to think again, because they're at a certain level, that it wouldn't be detrimental to them at all, that they'd they've got such a profile, they've got such a following, they can keep going, mm-hmm. they'll get picked up for, you know, they make phenomenal music.
They just make
irresistible content. Mm-hmm. So the team would then kind of rally around them. I hope that by taking a stand on this, it'll only be positive rather than negative.
Well, you would hope.
You would hope. But I bet they had doubts about it, as anyone would. What a ridiculous situation to be in. I'm getting quite fired up now. Oh, no.
Social media.
I'm getting passionate
money.
About Instagram. I'm getting upset about inequality.
Babes.
Oh, God.
It's a dangerous place to be. I've had a bit of a rough couple of days. Not really sure why. It just happens sometimes, right? My friend was like, do you know what you need to do? You need to come off Twitter. And I was like, well, I can't do that because my job, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, why don't you just not tweet for like a day?
Yeah.
And then they told me that you were coming in confirmed this morning. So I was like, I'm going to tweet about that because that's what I'm saying. But I didn't look at the responses. I just tweeted it.
Good for you.
Left it. That was my thing.
Good for you.
And I actually feel quite calm now. And then at the end of the day, that friend said, do you want to go see Katy Perry tomorrow night in a box?
Dream.
And I was like, yes, I bloody well do, babes.
Are you watching it in a box or Katy Perry is in a box? You're just watching Katy Perry in a box.
Now there is an idea.
She's in a cage of emotions.
Shall we play a little song?
Play a song.
And then we will have our final guest on the air.
Brilliant.
Cause my feeling is just so right. As
have our final guest on the line right now. Very handsome Tia Campbell. Hello.
Hello, good sir.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. My leg's in the bandages right now, but you know.
Oh, what have you done? What have you done, Theo?
Oh, I was running today because I was training and I got a little tear on my hamstring, but hopefully it recovers quite fast because I've got a competition next week, so fingers crossed.
That is not good.
Oh, no.
So how have you been other than that? I guess now it gets a bit busy for you with Love Island back on screens.
Yeah. I've been doing quite a lot of this, actually, doing quite a lot of extra press interviews and radio interviews and stuff, and going into the shows and a lot more DM. The DMs are going back up as well online.
Sliding into your DMs.
And they're remembering me again. You know what I mean? A lot of requests. You know what I mean, a lot of requests getting some of the old people back in. But I've got to keep the cut.
That's good. It's all good. What have you made of this year's show? See, there's some controversy about to brew between Alex and I always want to call him Al. Is that right? El.
Yeah.
What do you make of the drama between them?
Well, you know what I mean? I think people like Alex because he is a nice guy. So what we see of him anyway, you know, I'm not so easy convinced by everyone's nice acts and stuff because he's finding it harder. Eel, at the same time, you know what I mean? Even though it was a bit of a desperate attempt for him to get what's her face. But at the same time, it is Love Island, isn't it? It's not like Respect Island where you got to
put your friends first,
man. They're not that close, so you got to be a bit ruthless sometimes, really. And even though what he's done was a bit desperate, it's still at the same time, you don't really have no loyalties to Alex either. And Alex, you know what I mean? If you want the girl, you got to kind of fight with the girl, man, if you want her. And he's going to have to step up and, you know what I mean, change his tactics. Because, you know what I mean, you know what they say, good guys come last sometimes. So,
but, you know what I mean? You say that, but... you know, you say there's no loyalty. Well, there doesn't have to be any loyalty, but you are living in a house with these people, right? It's quite difficult to be backstabbing and talking about people behind their back and stuff, and then having to confront them and things like that. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, like, there should never be any secrets in the villa. Everything's very open, and you know what I'll done to him. You know, I mean, it's a bit of a. Bit of a move, but it's only a bit of a move because it's still early days. Like I said, there's no claim to her at the moment, so it's still kind of fair game. But you know what I mean? Like, if she's very conscious of his actions as well, then she probably sees through it. I don't know, it's a bit odd. Everyone's a bit confused because she kissed him back and really enjoyed it. But if she likes Alex and they give it more time because days in there, everything changes day by day.
Yeah.
She might eventually think, oh, actually, I like Alex. You know what I mean? He's calm. He's held his head a bit. He didn't lose his head. Like, I saw EO done. He lost his head because he was panicking.
Mm.
And she might like him in the end anyway. It was still early days. It was only a kiss.
So yeah, that's true.
I mean, hopefully they don't fight over it. But I could see, you know what I mean, her picking Alex.
I'm hoping so. You did tweet something recently about hinting you were going back in. Are you?
Nah, I tweeted what I tweet. I go, this time I'm going to look for love, but I'm on about something else. I wasn't on about Love Island, but a lot of people thought it was about Love Island. I haven't got my message yet from the producers at Love Island, but you know, I would happily go in and, you know.
The DMs are open.
Yeah, they got my number. I'm gonna have to message them just to double check they still got it.
Who do you think is going to win this series?
It's early at the moment, but yeah, there's only one real couple in there at the moment. I think there's
Danny.
There's so many mismatches in there. But I think I have full faith in the producers. I think I know what they're doing a little bit in terms of, like, they're putting loads of people who don't really match up or each other's type on paper, right? But I mean, after the time you spend on there, like Laura and Wes, I don't know what is going on there. I don't know what's going on there, but that ain't going to work, right?
It's a bit of an age gap, right?
They've done it, so people, they're like, oh, they're all right. Boom, Bombshell comes in, messes it all up. So that's what didn't really happen enough last year. Everyone coupled up.
Everything
quite early, and the Bombshells couldn't really take big effects.
Yeah, that's true.
After two weeks, then it was all set, wasn't it? But I think they've put more mismatched people in there than they kind of like, all right, we're together. Bombshell comes in. All right, then it gets a bit mad.
Could you be the Bombshell?
I, 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 I'm not the bombshell, but I could be the bombshell if they suddenly change their mind, but I don't think they will.
Okay,
Theo,
fine.
How would you sum up your experience on Love Island?
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah? You had a good time?
It took a really fun, high-pressure holiday.
That's fun, a nice way. That's a good way of describing it.
Who wants
it?
To go on a high-pressure holiday?
High pressure.
Yeah. It wasn't quite a holiday you go to relax, and you know what I mean, and have a few drinks and make a fool of yourself. You make a fool of yourself in other ways sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Very high pressure, but a lot of fun at the same time. Very unique experience. There's nothing really you could do on the outside world to kind of match that kind of TV world from being in the villa of the random people. But it was all good. There's no negative to take from it. You learn a lot about yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, if anyone gets the opportunity to go on there, to definitely do it, because everyone's, you know, had a positive outcome from it all. So,
and has life been good to you after it?
Eh?
Has life been good to you after it? Since?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I'm only a small fish on the show as well. You know what I mean? I'm only one of the small fishes, but nah, it's been amazing. I can't believe it's been a year. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I think this time last year, they asked me to go on. I kept saying no, and I think that was a year ago. It feels like last month, really.
It's
been so fast. But nah, it's been wicked. I loved every moment of it.
Well, Theo, thanks so much for coming on the show at the very last minute. Really appreciate it. And I hope to speak to you again.
All right, watch out for Wes and Laura as well.
We will, to be fair.
He's like, I definitely will.
No 20-year-old guy saying he's ready to settle down. I don't know.
I can see it. I can see it with them.
He doesn't know what's coming to him, that's why.
Okay. Oh, I like this.
Right.
Theo, we could talk to you all night, but we our show finishes in 3 minutes. So
all right then.
Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Take care, man.
All right, cheers, guys.
Cheers. Bye.
Goodbye.
What a nice man. Suri, it's been a real pleasure.
I've had an absolute blast.
Once again.
Thanks for having me.
What are you up to in the next couple of weeks?
Back on tour. Few more dates, going across the country. Can't wait to meet more peeps. And then I need to get my head down and write album number 2.
Fab.
That's what's happening. So that's going to be me for the rest of the year.
Well, that sounds pretty nice.
And some Pride festivals.
Pride.
Yeah.
I will be there at London, babes.
Will you?
I will see you right there.
Trafalgar Square. Can't wait.
I'll be right at the front.
Yay.
Thank you so much, Suri.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully Lizzie will be back next week, but you know, it's no guarantee. So we'll see. Maybe you'll be back next week, Suri. If
love
you're
to.
Here.
Love to.
Thanks so much.
Thanks
for listening, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, hey brother, do you remember when we were kids with no fear? Hey, hey sister, do you believe in the things we dreamt we discovered? I still have faith, I still believe in chasing rainbows. Storms don't last forever, forever. Remember, we can hold our hands together through the storm. Oh, through the storm. Oh, storms don't last forever, forever. Remember, we can hold our hands together through the storm. Oh, through the storm. Oh, hey, hey, mother, am I making you proud, or could I do?